do you have to think about something sad, or what was your, how did you get to the point of being able to cry?
See, this is the thing, Marcus. I just became a robot because I did it so much. My character was a weepy gal. And so I cried every episode.
So you just could do it.
Like, so I just like figured out like the physical mechanism to be like, okay, I'm crying. And so did my co-star, Vanessa Morano. So during one episode, we were bored, and it was that day, it was a job more than, you know, whatever. And so she's like, all right, fourth line, second word, right eye. And so the challenge was, by that character's fourth line on their second word, can you make not it has to fall. And you, if you got something on your left eye first, then you don't win. It has to fall on the second word. I am a robot.
I feel like if I could cry on command, I would abuse it. Like, I'd go in and like, if I had terrible service at a restaurant, I would just burst into tears. And so that they would give me a free meal or something like that. That sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's something. Maybe I should go see a therapist. But that being said, I think I did so much drama. I've done so much drama and grateful to do so. But I love making people laugh. That's just such a, that just fills my whole soul.
Mm. That's awesome.
That goes back to the like theater thing, that instant reaction. You know what I mean? I don't know. I love that. I love that feeling.
So, the name of our podcast, Beats Working, Winning the Game of Work. We're on a mission to redeem work, you know, to make work better for everyone. I'd love to hear from you, Katie, what that means to you. I mean, I've heard you talk about giving back. I've heard you talking about, you know, setting a good example. But what does redeemed work look like in the entertainment industry to you?
I guess I have a question to answer your question. Like, does that... Yeah. Maybe this is bad. Maybe I'm like looking for the right answer here, but like, is it in your mind? Is it redeeming? Is it meant to be redeeming to myself, or is it meant to be redeeming for other people?
Yes. Yes. And yes. Yeah. Because, you know, you talked about how Hollywood has changed. I mean, back in the old days, Hollywood would have people portray Native Americans, and they were absolutely Caucasian people. And it's like, what in the world? Hollywood has evolved, I think, and it needs to continue to evolve, but just the idea of honoring humanity, you know, and making the world a better place.
Yeah.
It just seems like, and I think you said, you know, I heard you on another interview talk about how your outlook on stardom and how to use the power of celebrity has changed over the years. And I feel like you feel like you're more comfortable in your skin now to say and do things that maybe you wouldn't 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Yeah. I feel like we should all find heroes in our everyday life. My hero was my drama teacher. He really was. He showed me how to be an artist and how to have integrity as an artist. I will be forever grateful for that, and for that foundation and baseline of this is how to work hard and this is why it's important to work hard. We are giving voice as storytellers to important stories that people might not otherwise hear. And that could be from Neil Simon play, or that could be from, you know, Stranger Things on Netflix. If somebody is able to sort of find identification in the character that you are playing, and maybe this goes back to my Annie days, if you are able to identify something in yourself in the story that you are watching, and that somehow makes it better for you, then I want to be part of that. I want to be part of making the world a better place, because not because somebody found an escape, because I think that people sort of callously refer to this industry as escapism. I don't think it is. I think it's inspirational. And I think that if somebody who's having a hard time can see another character or identify with a story and somebody's having a hard time and they see them get through that, then it gives them the hope that maybe they can too.
Yeah.
Or give them a different perspective on how to look at something that they can't get out of, but now they can appreciate it differently or approach it differently because of a story that was made up out of somebody's brain. And hopefully not from a computer.
That is
the redemption, I think. I think that then beyond that, if people don't have heroes in their own life that they can look up to, they can. I hate the superhero movies. I am not a consumer of them. They're not for me, but they are heroes. They're examples of a good, you know, Captain America is saving the little kid because, you know, it's just the right thing to do. And I don't even like those movies, but if that's what somebody's getting out of those movies, then okay, I guess we should make the 78th version of that story that we've all seen, but I'm here for it, you know, like, but let's try to tell it in a different way. Like Into the Spider-Verse, the one that just came out was like, yes, I've seen the Spider-Man story, but I've never seen it like this. Like, that is art, you know? So I'm here for the art. And if you're going to give me the same story, just give me it in a different way. It's also redeeming for me because, like, anybody who's done service work or work in their community knows that it benefits themselves. It does. You go, you know, I've had the opportunity to speak at different high schools and give speeches about bullying and my own experience and how I was able to find out who I was and start to like who I was. I've also been able to, you know, go to the Marlton School of the Deaf, like when Switch to Birth was at its peak, and, you know, just show a bunch of kids, like, you know, like, yeah, you can be on TV too someday, you know, like it's, you can just be a normal person and still be successful in this industry. That's what I try to do, you know, sort of most of all. I try to live my life in that way of like, I shop at the grocery store. You do too, right? We're the same, right? Like it's okay.
Oh yeah, absolutely. As we wrap things up, Katie, I'd love to just touch on it. Just two final things. I love the fact that you've figured out how to stay relevant in a really, really challenging industry. I mean, to get one gig as an actor or actress is just crazy. But what do you think the key is to your success? To stay relevant, to stay employed, to stay happy?
I think that the key to, for me, the key to my success has been adaptability. I've never felt like I force myself to be one thing. I will, you know, like, it's my joke is like, oh, people go like, oh, you're an actor. Oh, have you been in anything? And my immediate response is, are you hiring? I just want to work. I just want to work. And sometimes maybe that's to my own detriment, that like the quality of the projects isn't, that's why I'm so passionate about how much crap there is out there. I've been in some of that crap. And that's fine with me because I've been working, you know, and my philosophy is work begets work. I want to be in this industry. As long as I want to be in this industry, I want to be working on it and as hard on it as I can be. Brett, this is a Brett-ism, but he talks about how we're in the business of show business, and it doesn't have to be the same show every time. You know, Frank Sinatra would go croon in a room full of 30 people and then go be in Guys and Dolls. You know what I mean? Like, are you, like, let's put on a show. Let's just entertain, you know? Yeah. I'm lucky to have made my career in that.
What's the most important thing you learned from your parents?
Right before, this is another one of those one-liner gems that my dad gave me. Right before that big, giant acting competition, before I had done anything in my career, I was in New York City and competing against, you know, like 6,000 other people were at this convention. That wasn't my category, but there was like so many people. It was a sea of people. And my dad sent a fruit basket to the room with the card that said, define the moment, don't let the moment define you.
Wow.
And that's the crux of all of it. Just do what you're going to do and be who you're going to be at the end of it. Don't let the circumstances change you. You know who you are.
Yeah.
You got me to cry, Mark. Good job.
I was I could make some crass joke about news reporters, but but it took me 64 minutes. I'm losing my touch. I'm kidding. I am kidding. That was terrible.
I love it. Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Well, like anyway, I said at the beginning, you were getting, okay. Like I said at the beginning, Katie LeClaire is a beam of human sunshine, and you have an open invitation to drop in and say hi to the Work P2P gang that produces this podcast, and my boss Dan Rogers, who is literally on a mission to redeem work and change the world. So, I think you're doing it, and it's just you're making the world a better place by just simply who you are, and keep that up. Keep it up.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
You bet.